The landscape of Star Wars has been shaky the last few years, with projects going from rumor to announced, then canceled time and time again. But I think we're coming close to the make or break point for the franchise. And how do we feel about Rey's newest role in the new Jedi Order movie? Welcome to Star Wars Uplink, your place for everything Star Wars gaming, the TV shows, and the movies. Let's jump in.
Just you reconsider playing that message for him.
The world of Star Wars movies, as we've talked time and time again, has been a rocky one for sure.
Yeah.
Like I said in the intro, we've gotten the ups and downs in every possible way. And it feels really unique to modern day Star Wars when you come to think about it. Never before had we have this issue with Star Wars movies, mostly because Star Wars was just on the big screen, and now with the introduction of Disney Plus and the Star Wars TV shows, that's changed. But when we look at Star Wars as a whole, I think the next big Star Wars movies that we're going to get will define the next era of the franchise.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's no way it can't, because we're completely, I mean, not completely, but we are stepping into very uncharted territory.
Yes.
Within Star Wars.
Well, they're doing something really new for the first time, and something consistent. Well, we had actually not necessarily consistent, but they're doing a lot of things new following the same path that had set before. So if you look at it, George Lucas did the original trilogy and then the prequels.
Yep.
And now we're getting the sequels and then the sequels to the sequels.
Yeah.
Alongside one of the furthest back prequels that we were ever going to get and the continuation of the Mandoverse.
Right. We're just branching out. Mm-hmm. Like, this is very different than anything that we can like point to.
Yes.
As far as what we know to be Star Wars. And it's exciting, but it also means that, especially with Disney's, I want to say like safety net that they've been trying to cast over most of the things that they make right now.
Yeah.
It's a very scary time, I would think, for them to branch out this far.
Yes. I think it's good that they are branching out because we saw them stay to the set path. We saw with The Force Awakens, they said, let's lean into the nostalgia, which I think it's perfectly fine to do with that movie in particular.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, yeah, we'll let every director do its own thing and we'll see what happens when that's not necessarily the path to go forward. I think you need to have a set story overarching for the whole trilogy, but you need to also give the freedom to the directors to pull off their vision. There's a balance there, and I don't think that they struck that because The Force Awakens did one thing and set it up, and then Last Jedi was like, nah, fam, we ain't doing that. I personally, of the three sequel movies, I think The Force Awakens is my favorite of the three.
Yeah.
But followed very closely by The Last Jedi because it was trying to say something new. It didn't necessarily do that to the best of its abilities given the previous work, I feel. And then Rise of Skywalker was like, what Last Jedi? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it kind of threw everything out the window and decided to go on its own path. Yeah, it was a bit of a rough trilogy.
Yeah, but they leaned heavy into the nostalgia side, for sure.
For sure, for sure. It was a choice. I hope that they learn something from it. I'm hopeful that from what the fans have all said and just like the general reaction to these things, I hope that it's that they learn. That they make a story and then give the directors freedom to make it come alive.
Yeah.
Like that they give a visual freedom instead of a story freedom.
I think there needs to be a balance there. I think there needs to be some story freedom.
Sure.
But instead of like the particulars of like, you need to do exactly this and we're going to watch you the entire process, be like, this is where we're going to end up. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And now make your movie.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh yeah, just do whatever.
We're not really sure where it's going to go.
They can do whatever.
Right, yeah.
And the one after that, they can do whatever. But we're going to nitpick them because this other one didn't necessarily set up right.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said there. And I made a video that came out this past Saturday with this idea of Star Wars needing to get weird again. And not necessarily like going off the walls where they're like Darth Jar Jar and all that. I think they need to do like what Dune's doing, or like what Star Wars did originally, where sci-fi was one thing and then Star Wars was completely different. They stood out from the crowd in a unique and interesting visual way outside of everything else that was going on. And I think if you look at Dune is a really weird movie.
It is.
The source material is very weird. There isn't a good guy or a bad guy. There are no heroes. There are no villains. It talks about, like, it's a criticism on the messianic message of religion and cultures and how one person can both be good and have evil in them.
Sure.
And be human in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really weird. That's complex. And if you look at the Dune movies, they are not huge budgets. Mm-hmm. They're still decently sized.
They're large.
Blockbusters.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to the other blockbusters, it's like pales in comparison. And they're doing something which is really fascinating, which is leaning heavy on the visuals and doing something that's more classic blockbuster than the modern Marvel-esque movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean when I say Star Wars needs to get weird. And I feel like we're close.
I think we're actually with Dune and with these bigger things like Oppenheimer and even Barbie, I would say.
Throw
those two in there too. I think we're actually coming to a really interesting time in filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of, I think it's going to spark something in Star Wars to make it weird again.
I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like we all just had a growing pain with the last trilogy.
Almost decade-long growing pain.
Yep. But now I think with the directions that we're going in,
mm-hmm.
with Mando going to the big screen and the beginning of like the Force and the Jedi, like with that too, I think we're going to get really interesting stories. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to open up a weird box for Star Wars. I am excited.
I hope so. And like the thing that I particularly want with new Star Wars movies is I want them to be movies instead of Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, especially with the Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau stuff, they're making Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
They aren't making movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very key difference here, because if you look at the big blockbusters, if you look at the movies that have been doing well, it's because they're trying to do movies. They aren't trying to start a cinematic universe. Every time a movie is decided in a boardroom to be the beginning of a cinematic universe, it is going to fail. And we have many examples of this.
Yeah.
Because if you go into that movie with the intention of all of this weight on top of it to be a certain thing, you lose the message and the story that it's supposed to be telling.
Mm.
So that's ultimately what I want, is I want to see a movie in the Star Wars universe. It has something to say using the medium of Star Wars, like Star Wars did originally. It was a deeper message than like, oh, we're going to have pew-pew lightsabers and a bunch of cameos. And I feel like I hope that with the Mandalorian Grogu movie, I think we're going to get the closest to the, unfortunately, Star Wars movie side of things with that movie.
Yeah.
But I hope with the Rey movie, we get to see, okay, yes, this is the beginning of something bigger, but we're not going to put the weight of it onto that. We're going to show a story of how you can use the past failings of, in this case, the Jedi, to do something better for the whole. And I feel like that's ultimately going to be the message of that Rey movie. And then if you look at James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi movie, I think you're going to get in a lot of like, what is a religion? What does it mean to believe in something so wholeheartedly? And what does it mean for that thing to be real?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting time. I think with the Rey stuff in particular, I think this is their perfect opportunity to really dig into a story with her.
Yes.
Because I think the last...
And it's not a trilogy. They said it's just one movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So this should be good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little worried that they were going to make it another trilogy. And I was like, ooh.
They might end up being, but they haven't like officially announced it. And I don't know if we're ever going to get another Star Wars trilogy, honestly. Or if we do, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I think we'll see different explorations around the same time periods, but I don't think we're going to see the heart of trilogies anymore. I don't think we're going to see that three-act structure that Star Wars was built on ever again across three movies.
Well, it's really fascinating to just look back at the original trilogy and then to look at what it's become. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in my opinion, I feel like that original trilogy is weird. It's so nostalgic that we can't look at it with like a
It is kind of strange because you have the first one that's like it's a whole story.
Yeah. But like, I'm even just like talking about like the trilogy in and of itself. It's like, it feels like its own thing because I feel like we've just stranded or like walked away so far from it that mm-hmm. it feels different than what the Star Wars is today.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's very, Star Wars now is very different. Like if you go back to that original trilogy and if you compare and contrast, like I feel like Star Wars now has been based off of this idea of the original mm-hmm. trilogy more than it is off of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And I think that's when people say, oh, Andor is in Star Wars. They're removed more from the original trilogy than they have ever been, really. Because I don't think you can look at the original trilogy in Andor and say, in my personal opinion, that they don't feel Star Wars. Because mm-hmm. that original trilogy, it sets up that whole idea.
Yeah.
And then you get like the, oh, this is based off of a story that's based off of another story that's based off another story. Instead of going back to that original material.
Mm-hmm. Interesting time for Star Wars, for sure.
But there's a lot there. But I want to talk about like how many divisive movies will there have to be before Star Wars is in danger?
Because
if you look at Star Wars right now, it's very volatile mm-hmm. in terms of people's perception of it. And when you say Star Wars, depending on who you're talking to, that can mean a wide variety of things. Mm-hmm. It could mean the sequel trilogy, and that has its own preconceived notions on it. It could be the prequel trilogy, which has its own preconceived notions to it. It could be the TV shows, and it's only the TV shows. It could be the animated shows. It could be the video games. And I feel like when you say, hey, I like Star Wars, there's more opportunity for people to be like, really? Mm. Than there is of like, oh, yeah, interesting. Okay.
Hmm.
I feel like there's this negative connotation around it, mostly due to the fans surrounding Star Wars, but I think there's this opportunity for Star Wars to eventually get destroyed with this commercialization of it almost.
Yeah, I could see it. I feel like that question will be answered within the next few years.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, time will tell. But with the next big projects that they have, mm-hmm. it's like that's going to solidify where it's going.
Yes.
Or if it's not going to go anywhere.
Uh-huh. Can they make the non-Skywalker saga mm-hmm. movies work?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with Rogue One, it worked very well. Yep. People well regarded that movie. Solo was a little bit iffy. I personally really enjoy it, but I know it has faults and flaws.
Yeah.
And you can see them very clearly, and mostly due to the question of, like, why do we even need this? That's the main problem of that movie.
Yeah.
But you could also, just because Solo is a little bit more poorly done than Rogue One, I think Rogue One, like, ultimately, do we need to know how they got the Death Star plans? No. We just need to know that they got them. Mm-hmm. But because Rogue One was so well done, we don't question ever the fact of, like, oh, does this movie really need to be made?
Yeah. Yeah.
And due to the problems behind the scenes, Solo struggles a little more with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we've had Star Wars for a decade now. Disney yeah. has owned Star Wars since 2012, and Force Awakens came out in 2014, 2015?
Okay.
I think 2014, actually.
Well.
So, like, we've had Disney Star Wars for a decade now, and I don't think you can look at anything, any one thing, and be like, this is Disney Star Wars, because there's so much variety there, but it's not as consistent as I think a lot of people want it to be, mm-hmm. or as good as it could be.
Consistently good.
Yes, it's not good consistently.
Yes.
There are glimmers of hope and glimmers of, like, greatness,
mm-hmm.
and even in some of the bad shows, there are glimmers of greatness or good ideas in those shows,
mm-hmm.
and the movies. But I don't think they capitalize it on it very well.
In your opinion, how long do you think Star Wars has?
I think Star Wars is pretty resilient. It's been around since the 70s.
Yeah.
I think it's got quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't start making something to where people look at Star Wars and believe it to be a good franchise or well-done franchise or just a kind of idea that tells interesting stories using the history of that whole franchise. I think if we don't have that side of things in the next 15 years, I think we're going to see something like pretty bad.
Yeah.
And that this is very dependent on Star Wars movies actually releasing, which turns out to be a lot harder than you think it would be.
Unfortunately, you would think it would be easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Star Wars. Get it out there. But no, apparently not.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, and it's going to come across poorly. I don't intend it to come across poorly. There's no way you can look at Mandalorian the Grogu and it not be a cash grab.
Mm.
But there's still an opportunity for it to be a good cash grab.
For sure, yeah.
And I don't think, I hope that they're not going into it exclusively for the reason of like, we know we can get this out quickly.
Yep.
They've made 3 seasons of a television show very consistently. People liked that television show. And we can definitely release it by 2026. Because they have the whole team built up around it.
Right.
But I hope, given all of that information, that they also say, but let's make this good. This is going to be the first Star Wars movie. It needs to say something.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion.
Oh, let's hope so. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm... I am tentatively hopeful for Mandalorian. I feel like they know it needs to be good.
Yes.
Because, A, Mandalorian has awoken this whole new, really, era in Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a generation of Star Wars fans that only know Star Wars as The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. And The Mandalorian has become this, like, I don't know, it's just, it's beyond what anyone could have expected, I think. It is almost overtaking the Skywalkers.
Yeah.
To an extent. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you're saying, a whole generation knows Star Wars as The Mandalorian more than Luke
and
them.
It's because they didn't go into it thinking it was going to be this big, massive thing. They said, hey, we've got a story that we're going to tell. It's about fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a change in relationships with this perspective of the Jedi and The Mandalorian. And that's the story.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, let's make this the Mandoverse cinematic universe. It's like, no, that's what it was. And when they started to change it to be the Mandoverse, that's where the cracks started showing.
Yep.
So I think there's this interesting idea there. But when we look at the movies that are upcoming, obviously the Rey movie is going to be the one I think has the most potential to be impactful. We have Rey rumored to be taking this role as the new Jedi Order's master. It's reportedly around a Rey as the master and then 2 apprentices.
Okay.
There's going to be a new villain, and the story is going to be revolving around the apprentices mainly.
Interesting.
That was the original story. It could be changing now that the screenwriter has changed and Daisy Ridley seems to be in more of a bigger role. Daisy Ridley has said that Rey will not have any kids.
Okay.
So we're not getting that version of the Luke 2.0.
Good. Yeah. Let's not.
But she also says she has not seen a script yet.
Oh, okay.
And I think that is both a good and a bad thing. I think she would have been honest if she has had seen a script. Maybe she has seen the previous script.
Right.
But whatever this new one is, I doubt that she has seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like things are kind of still shifting for the story. But that's intriguing. I actually appreciate that she's not going to be a mom.
Yeah.
Because A, we've seen it with Luke and his children, and they...
In Legends.
In Legends. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he didn't necessarily have any in canon. I guess I just think of...
Kylo.
Kylo is kind of part of his family, so it's like
pretty,
it feels...
I mean, he is, but...
It feels kind of father-son-ish. And family is such like a huge thing in Star Wars, especially with the Skywalkers, whatnot. So it's kind of nice for Daisy Ridley's character, Rey, to not have any kind of ties.
Mm-hmm.
Also nice to see a woman's role that's not like
revolved
standard
around that.
Like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Also, then you'd have to get into like the whole like, oh, who's the father? Uh-huh. Like, let's Finn. Not even. Yeah, like... Oh, that's...
No, I mean, that was a rumor that was going around that really recently, which is probably why it was asked at South by Southwest, which was there's a rumor that Finn and Rey were together and had kids, and that would be the focus of it.
Okay.
And I personally, I think it would be interesting to see that in that position, specifically since Finn is now force sensitive and there's that whole idea of things. But I prefer this idea around getting away from the galaxy being so small and fueled by nepotism.
Yeah.
In terms of like, oh, yes, I'm a Jedi like my father before him, blah, 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 all that stuff. Because I think they really ran that into the ground with the sequel trilogy and Rey being Palpatine's granddaughter.
Everyone's related to someone, apparently. So.
And I think it's good to clean the slate and also set up the next generation of Star Wars heroes and villains.
It'll be really interesting to see her in this role, especially if they're going to give her more of a role.
I hope we get to see what Luke should have been in the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting
if it was done sooner than 40 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, let's actually see what it would have looked like if Luke, or when Luke did his thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully... she's making better choices.
That's my hope, is I hope that obviously she's going to make mistakes in this role, but I hope that they're new mistakes and are not the exact same mistakes that Luke made, that the previous Jedi Order made, that the one before that made. I think it's time to have some freaking growth with the Jedi. Because we've seen time and time again how they can fall because of their hubris and because of this belief of it has to be done a certain way. That's my ultimate hope and dream for whatever this show movie ends up being.
I'll be curious to see as they come out with more information, if they come out with more information, they might try to keep this really under wraps.
Oh, they're definitely going to.
Okay. That'll
but as we've seen, it's going to be impossible to do that in the current day and age.
Yeah.
With the existence of phones and security cameras and everything.
Yeah.
There's no way we're not going to have leaks at some point around this movie. But I do believe they're going to try as much as they can to keep it as close to the vest for as long as possible.
Sure. I'm intrigued to know, though, more about the acolytes or the her padawans or whoever, whatever they end up
I like that there's two of them as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting dynamic. And I assume that they will probably have some sort of clash or something. It'll just be really interesting. I think there's a good opportunity for new characters that we haven't seen necessarily in these kinds of roles.
Yeah.
And yeah, just... it's just something kind of more refreshing. And again, to get back into a little bit more of the Jedi and a new era of Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what ends up happening. But let us know your thoughts on this in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, or contact uplinkpodcast.com if you're listening to this wherever you can find podcasts. As always, thank you for listening. And may the Force be with you.